Hello, and welcome to 9 Second News, issue 144. Today is Tuesday, March 30th. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us on another fantastic Taco Tuesday. Stretch could replace your friend, Stretch. Boston Dynamics, the company best known for its robotic dogs and back-flipping robots, has just announced a new robot entitled Stretch for use in warehouses. The robot, which essentially is a robotic arm on a box with wheels, can move up to 850-pound boxes an hour, a rate directly comparable to a human employee. In addition, because it's a free-moving robot, it doesn't have any install costs either. The good news keeps coming. On top of the fact that the U.S. is currently crushing the vaccine distribution, 28.5% of the population has now received one dose, and 15.7% of the population is fully vaccinated. Pharmaceutical companies are still fighting to make effective treatments for those who do get the virus. Humanigen, for example, released data today that said their drug, lanzilumab, has proven to increase the likelihood of surviving without a ventilator by up to 54%. Cash out the Cazoo. Cazoo, the British startup that sells used cars and delivers them directly to consumers' driveways within 72 hours, announced today that it would be going public via a SPAC, in a deal that values the company at more than $8 billion. This move comes off a year where Cazoo sold and delivered more than 20,000 cars across the UK. As of now, the company has a sales target of more than $1 billion for 2021. T-Vision gets TKO'd. T-Mobile launched their attempt at a live-streaming TV service late last October, and now they're already phasing it out. Yesterday, the company announced that going forward, YouTube TV would become the default service for its customers. The official date transfer is April 29th, and existing customers will have their price honored by YouTube TV at $10 cheaper, as well as a free month of service for the inconvenience. Game on! A recent study conducted by the University of College of London found that boys who played video games regularly as 11-year-olds had 24% fewer depressive symptoms 3 years later compared to those boys who played video games irregularly. Researchers call the games an important social platform for young people. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.